voulez-vous? And I said, Sidney, who live here? And I asked my cousin, first cousin. He said, baby, I don't know who moved in. I said, when you like to go by and the children come in your house and you do say, you would like to sit there? I said, no, I wouldn't. I said, I ain't never liked to sit there. He tried to get me after my husband passed, come live with him. He got his own home in St. Louis. I said, but I don't believe I ain't cut. I said, I just done got in the phone, stayed in the phone for all of my life. I said, in my youth, and he just doesn't pass. I said, I don't care for it. He said, you would like it if you had been staying here a while. I said, but it done got kind of rough in there. I said, that's what I see. Friend of mine came up in the car. We went down there, visiting a friend from here. Had to go down to 30 called the Tin Cup Alley. It was a street, but that's the name of it. Man, women's are laying out there drunk and staggering them down there and cussing. I said, my God, take me out of here. I said, He said, well, we ain't going, we got to get a turn here and go over the street. He said, this is the worst street I know in St. Louis, Miss Hill. I said, this is so sad. I said, it looks bad enough for the men, but I said, a woman drunk, I said, it hurts me because I'm a woman myself. He said, you said they're looking so pitiful. I said, it's a pitiful time. I said, I feel sorry for them because they don't know how I feel sorry for myself. I don't believe I like the city. Now, if you raised in young, if I did in the city when I was young like you, I made a couple of life. You got me a good job and got on to the top. But now, you go to town old and I'm going to stay locked up in the house all day. They front door fast and scared to leave it open. And then the next day, I said, because I think God. It's God and go down back of the house like this, back of the house, like this, back of the house. And then this man was my friend that came, we actually crossed the road. And it was just a gang of houses there. I said, them people's moving. And he was picking strawberries. He said, what'd you say? I said, them people's moving. He said, I bet you there's somebody stealing that thing. You know what he done?
What's that?
Went back and called that house and that truck left that flag. See, it was one of his friends lived in the house. But that was somebody breaking in and getting the stuff. And he just called the house. When he called that house, that truck came out right after that. It had something in it, but what it was, I don't know. He said for you. And so when the man come, he asked him, he said, I sure thank you for telling me somebody moving. Telling your cousin somebody moving. And I said, I didn't mean to run my mouth. He said, no, ain't nobody gonna know it. I said, I just thought there was somebody moving. Shucks, and they come home, and when he went back, they had to move them. And he had a man looking at his house. But the man went to stone, and when he come back, he see why somebody had broke the bars there and went in the window. They got one of the television and one, and already they seen him coming, they got out the best they could. Unfastened the back door, and then he had to go in there and call my cousin, and she had the keys to the house, and they come face to face. They must do that, man. That scared me, that man. Of course, I didn't do it right here. They do it in the country. Don't fool yourself. Now, when I was working, when I first came out, I used to know them go out and pull my door together. But I get some little trouble now. Let you break in. And I'm going to carry a little girl home that stayed with me all the time. And when I got back, I went ahead about a roast 2 or 3 months. That's me didn't I had to go to stone. That's what I had in here. I was scared to use it. I threw it in the slot. But they haven't happened to me no more. So one night, I was working hard chopping cotton. A big car pulled in between them 2 trees. I don't know how he got in there so good, because I'd been scared trying to get my gun. And I had a German police. And I was sleeping tired, and I had screamed him when I just like I did nothing. And he woke me up by. Because he slept here, but I did the door there all the time. Yep, I was scared of him, but I never know him, but he had 2 people in my life. And the car was parked up there. And he just had on the feet. I jumped up and popped the light on. When I popped my light on, he popped his on. And his people's going around the building.